Kim Andrew Tae-gon was the first native priest of Korea. He was the son of Christian converts, was baptized at the age of 15, and soon after he traveled 2,100 kilometers, in order to begin his training as a priest. He went to China for this. After 6 years, he managed to return through Manchuria, was ordained in Shanghai, and then established a mission in Korea. However, he was arrested, tortured, and finally beheaded at the age of 25 in the year 1846. 6 years earlier, his father, Ignatius Kim, in the year 1839, had been martyred for his faith. It's believed that in the 19th century, between 8 and 10,000 Koreans were martyred for their Catholic faith. Christianity came to Korea during the Japanese invasion in the year 1592. Some Koreans were baptized, probably by soldiers of the Japan army. But evangelization was very difficult in Korea because Korea had no contact with the outside world except once a year when they would have to go to Beijing to pay taxes. And it's believed that sometime around the year 1777, while in Beijing, some Koreans were able to obtain Jesuit Catholic literature, which they then brought back to Korea, and a home church was established in Korea. Interestingly, there were no priests at this time in 1777. But 12 years later, in the year 1789, think of that year, 1789, it was the same year that the French Revolution started, a priest came to Korea, and he found 4,000 Catholics in Korea, but no priests. 7 years later, by the year 1796, there were 10,000 Catholics. Religious freedom would not come to Korea until the year 1883. Besides Father Andrew, Pope John Paul II canonized 98 Koreans and 3 French missionaries when he went to Korea in 1984. Interestingly, it's believed that Korea has the fourth highest number of saints of any country in the world. Think about it. The Korean church was a lay church for a dozen years after its birth. People continued to be Catholic, even though they did not have the sacraments, they did not have the Eucharist. And here's the remarkable thing, that the sacraments build on faith. The sacraments increase the grace and the faith that is already there. And the Korean Christians had a way of believing in the fullness of the gospel without the gift of sacramental grace. These Korean Christians understood the witness of St. Paul and his pithy and exact articulation when in today's epistle he wrote, "The household of God, which is the church of the living God, is the pillar and the bulwark of the truth." The pillar, the bulwark of the truth. These are terms of structural, architectural design that hold up the building that is the church. The church is set in place to support the edifice of gospel truth. The Spirit makes this possible by enabling the successors of the apostles to pass on the faith once delivered to the saints. And the remarkable thing about today's witness is that the Korean church, centuries after Jesus came, understood what it is to say that the church is the pillar and the bulwark of the truth. May we, living in the year 2017, be inspired to never take the gospel of Jesus Christ for granted, to be profoundly thankful that we have the gift of the Mass every day. And may we be a people who affirm with St. Paul what he said at the end of today's epistle. Without any doubt, the mystery of our religion is great. He was revealed in the flesh, vindicated in spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the Gentiles, believed in throughout the world, taken up in glory. Father Andrew Kim Tagon and companions believed that this was a profession, worth living for and a profession worth dying for. May they pray for us that we would be as dedicated witnesses in our day as they were in theirs.